If you're a fan of craft beer, look no farther than your home state. In just the past few months, 5 new breweries have opened up in Kalamazoo alone. And as craft beer becomes more popular, breweries are finding new and exciting ways to package it. As WMUK's Josh Hirsch reports, some breweries are putting beer back into cans.
At the Bell's Brewery facility in Comstock, Bell's is putting the finishing touches on a new canning facility. Jeff Carter is the facilities manager for Bell's. He says the brewery hopes to start canning its most popular seasonal beer, Oberon, by next summer. But for now, their mini keg line is the closest thing Bell's has to canning.
Can line is a very small amount of our production. This is our can line, but it's currently not running because we've done our can production for this time of year.
Carter says there are many benefits to canning beer.
One of the things that can affect the quality of beer is UV sunlight, which is why beer is almost always put in a brown bottle, because brown glass filters that out more than any other glass does. However, a can filters that out even more.
Carter says cans are also lightweight, which makes them easier to ship.
So when you get into markets that are very particular about the weight, in particular airlines will not put a glass bottle on the plane because it just weighs too much. Which is why you notice all their little liquor bottles are plastic. So they want either an aluminum can or a plastic bottle. So by going into cans, that opens that market up to us.
And cans are permitted more places than bottles are.
Golf courses, sporting events, most lakes won't allow you to have glass on them. So that also opens those markets up to us.
One downside to canning beer, it's much more expensive. Most brewers have to buy factory equipment in order to have a canning line, and many new microbreweries can't afford that. Carrie O'Donohue is vice president of Saugatuck Brewing. He says Saugatuck found a way to cut the costs.
So along comes this two-person business called Michigan Mobile Canning, and what they do is they bring the canning line to you, literally on wheels, out of a truck, and they roll it into the brew house and up onto the brew pad, and the beer gets pumped in, and out come the cans.
Jason Spaulding, the president of Brewery Vivant in Grand Rapids, was skeptical of canning his beer at first, but then he found out how much better cans are for the environment.
All the cans that we use have a minimum of 68% recycled content, which is nice, and the aluminum turns out to be the most recycled substance on Earth, so the speed to which it gets made into something else is very fast, and aluminum is often either made back into cans of like equal value, or it can be upcycled into like a higher value product as well. It doesn't matter.
Spaulding says one of the biggest stereotypes of cans is that the taste of beer becomes compromised once it touches aluminum.
But now with that technology that's improved, there's a liner that goes inside cans. It's the same liner that's in all like, you know, can of Coke or green beans or whatever. It's the same kind of liner, and it protects the beer from ever touching aluminum. And once you get rid of that metallic flavor issue, your beer is actually better protected than a bottle is.
Brewery Vivant doesn't offer any of their products in bottles. Spaulding says this will ultimately help the canning movement.
And we thought it would be interesting to, you know, do these Belgian-style beers, but only available in cans, kind of push people's thoughts on what good beer is and how it's packaged. And, you know, we get people still, when they're first new to seeing craft beer in cans, they'll, you know, even though the can says it's Imperial Stout, they open up that can, they think it's going to be like a really light lager that comes out of it just because that's what people are conditioned to. And then they try the beer, and they think it's going to, you know, they're very skeptical, they think it's going to taste funny or something, and it tastes great, and then we win people over. I mean, it's just a great way to get our beer as freshest as it can from our brewery to the people.
For more on this story, visit WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Josh Hirsch.